and Willie D. Mace, 1025-1063, The Game and The Game Nashville app. Again, the Titans have found their new general manager, hiring the San Francisco director of player personnel, Rand Carthon. And joining us now is Jeff Fisher, who knows Rand Carthon very well, knows the Tennessee Titans very well. Of course, former head coach of the Tennessee Titans and former head coach of the St. Louis and the Los Angeles Rams, where Rand Carthon had a stint from 2012 to 2017 as the Rams director of player personnel. Jeff, your experience working with Rand Carthon and what he did for the St. Louis and Los Angeles Rams organization.
Well, I mean, I can't say enough about Rand and how excited I am, you know, for not only Rand personally, having spent some really quality time with him over a number of years, but also how excited I am for the entire Titans organization. Rand is well-deserving of this. You know, you can sit in a room and listen to people talk and hear them for the first time and then spend a year, two or three with them, and you know which ones in the room are going to be special and have a chance to follow a very quick career path. And Rand was, in fact, one of those guys. And so I'm really excited for, you know, the Titans organization, you know, and the fans and for Coach Vrabel and Rand, because, you know, this is going to be a fun journey together. He's very, very talented. He's exceptional. And I really got to believe that Rand has had, and would never take credit, had that heavy hand in what they've done out in San Francisco along with John Lynch.
Now, Coach, you knowing him and in working with him, in St. Louis as well as L.A., what would be his biggest strength now as Tennessee Titans' new GM?
Well, you know, he's got all kinds of experience, and mm-hmm. and to be able to you know, come from the 49er organization, the success that they've had, he saw that come together. He had a hand in that. His strengths are his communication skills. And his work ethic, I'll say this to you guys, all right? Technology has changed this game. Everybody's got a report on a player. You know, there's all kinds of stuff going on. And Rand is one of those guys that's going to watch tape. He's going to watch a player. He has that unique ability to describe a player to you. You shut your eyes and listen to him talk, and you'll know exactly the player at the end of the description. He's got an amazing memory, recall. In this world of player acquisition and draft and free agency and all those things, you need to be able to have a good foundation to draw from. For example, he could be describing player A, for example, and he'll go back and say he's got these kind of traits. He would remind you of maybe just a little shorter of this guy when he played for this team for 10 years and on and on and on. So he works, he communicates, he's behind the scenes. He's not that guy that wants to get credit and give credit, all that kind of stuff. He just wants to win, and he wants to work with people. And his people skills are extraordinary. You know, I'm just really excited for him. You can tell by my voice right now. I mean, when, you know, Jim Schwartz is getting hired in Cleveland. He's going to be named their defensive coordinator this afternoon. And I got an opportunity to share, you know, some my thoughts regarding Jim. And, you know, it's just, it's an honor for me to have the opportunity to reflect back and people that I have worked with, and watch them continue to be successful. This thing right here and now is going to be really good for the Titans.
We're talking to Tennessee Titans former head coach Jeff Fisher. He's in their Ring of Honor as well.
So he's forever head coach.
Yes, so right? Forever head coach.
Like Chris
Jeff
Sanders
Fisher.
Is the forever Titan.
Exactly. Now, Coach, you know, the title director of player personnel, which he was with you guys there in St. Louis, what did that job entail? Because you may have the title, but the job may entail something different at different organizations.
Well, it does. I mean, it's just, you're exactly right. It means something different. Basically, what Rand did for us is that when you say director, you know, you've got a GM, you've got a director, you've got a vice president, you've got all this kind of stuff. What Rand did for us is he evaluated players. He gave us his honest opinion of the players. When you know, I get Rand aside, you know, a couple of days before the draft, and we'd shut the door and go through the board. He knew the board. He knew exactly how the board was, and, you know, he respected the board. And, you know, when you say to somebody, Rand, would you, for example, take so-and-so over so-and-so if we were taking right here? And you go, oh, yeah. He's gonna stand by his opinion. He's going to stand by his statements. He's done the work. You know for a fact that he's seen this particular prospect. And in addition to the player personnel aspects, whether it's, you know, it's the draft or it's pro free agency and all those things, Rand, you could tell, had that unique ability to say, for example, hey, look, we got a starting corner here, for example. This guy in the later rounds going to project into, and he'll be the nickel. He will challenge the starter. And if we can't, because of free agency or whatever the scenario is, get re-sign our starter, he'll step up, and we won't have any drop-off in production. So, you know, he understands the process, and he can communicate. And that's essential, is being able to communicate in a room where people respect your thoughts. You have command of the room, and you understand, in this case, which I think I know for a fact he understands, but it's the art of sustaining. Teams have struggled over the last 10 years or however long sustaining. They'll rise, they'll shine, they'll win a championship, or they'll make a run at it, or they'll commit to it, and then they have to start all over. Rand understands the importance of building continuously, working just relentlessly to replace and upgrade the bottom part of your roster, which is essential. You have to have people in place to step up. You've got to, you know, just tirelessly try to replace and upgrade the bottom part of your roster. You just can't say, hey, we're good. Like our practice squad. We're good with Sunday inactives. We like our backups in these kind of situations. No, once you get to that point and you say that, you're complacent, and the rest of the league's going to, you know, run right past you. So he's got those qualities.
Jeff Fisher is with us. Jeff, you've got good perspective on this. When a new GM comes in, especially a first-time GM, like Rand Carthon is going to be, he's 41. He goes in, and there's an established head coach that's won a lot of games. I mean, I can remember Mike Reinfeld comes in. You were sort of in that position. How do you start to build that relationship? I don't know who's got the final say, but forget about that for a moment. Just coming in and acclimating yourself to sort of an established group.
Well, I mean, there's been a lot of discussions to the, you know, regarding the people that are in place in certain positions. There's been change. There's people are moving on. John had his group of guys in there. Over time, Rand and Mike will work together to bring their guys in, to support the whole program with respect to personnel. Rand's not going to come in and with a big broom and a vacuum and just change things overnight. He understands that you know, change is coming, but you have to be able to predict and have a sense of timing with respect to where you want to get to. I'll say this, and I'm not going out on a limb here, but Trent Baalke and Doug Peterson, their life just got much harder because Rand and Mike are going to have a relationship that, in my mind, will last for a long time.
Hmm.
You know, the rest of the division, you know what Indy's up against. You know where Houston's at. Trent Baalke and Doug Peterson did a phenomenal job over the last year in putting that team together. We're still witnessing that stuff, okay? But Rand and Mike are going to give them a run for their money right off the bat.
Jeff, you've had personal experiences with this next question, and you've observed a lot of situations over the years. But we kick around a lot of, you know, who's got the final say? Is it the traditional model of GM over coach? There are a lot of examples of the other way, where the coach sort of has the final say. What's your experience of that? Do you have any thoughts on, you know, maybe how it works on both sides?
Well, yeah, I do. I have thoughts on both sides. But to me, where you're going to have the best working relationship, the best possible scenario, that's where you work together. Together where you have equal say, okay? For example, we'll agree to disagree. If we cannot agree on a player, then we're going to go on to the next one. But it's equal say. It's working together. And the reality is this, okay? Mike Vrabel, come draft day, probably not going to be able to decide in the sixth round on which guard he wants if there's two on the board, because time is not given him. There wasn't enough time for him to look at it. So he's going to trust his staff and Ran to make that decision. Okay, but once you know, when you get into that, when you get in there early, and it really counts, not that every pick doesn't count, but early on, they're going to do it together, and their board will be final, and it'd be a collaborative, collective effort between the two of them. It's not going to be, okay, I'm taking this, I want this guy, you want that guy, I have final say, so I'm getting this guy, and you got to buy into it, stand up there on national TV, and we have to have everybody clap. Because we like our pick. No, this is legit. This is going to be a legit relationship between the two of them. Now, I don't know what went on behind the scenes as far as the hiring process, but I would have to say that I've not worked with Mike. I've watched Mike from afar, and I have nothing but respect for what Mike has done to this point and what he's going to do in the future. I have worked with Rand. And I don't see any reason why this thing doesn't flourish. I mean, you know, you look back over time. I'm sure you guys have talked about it. You know where the relationships are. You know, John Harbaugh and Ozzie Newsome in the past, and you know, you got an amazing relationship going on in Seattle. And they're around. Okay, you find them in places where there's stability, where there's winning, where people understand there's going to be injuries and going to be an off year. But this relationship, the two that we're talking about, this has the potential to sustain for a long time. And that's where I'm really excited. I mean, when Rand came in, I'll never forget, you know, the first time he got in and read a report on a player. I went, whoa, this is impressive. He's done his work and he knows how to do the work. And, you know, he's a good leader. You know, good leaders in the building, they lead with a soft hand. You know, it's not a firm hand. It's not, I'm in charge, you do this. It's you motivate people in special ways to do the best they can. And, you know, this is going to be an organization, not that it hasn't, but, you know, on Sundays, you know, everybody's in it together. And on Mondays, regardless of the outcome the previous day, you either all won it together or you lost it together. There's no finger pointing. You know, if you make a bad decision personnel wise, it's not a perfect science. It's hard. You got to get all the information. You got to plug pieces together. And if you make a bad decision, you know, the best thing to do is own up to it, which the two of them understand that, and they'll do so and they'll move on. But I think there's a lot of good things to come in the future.
Jeff Fisher is with us. What is it exactly about Rand's personality and how he conducts himself professionally that makes you feel so confident that this Vrabel and Rand Carthon dynamic will be so strong?
He's really smart. He communicates with everybody in the building and with ease, and he makes people feel comfortable. And, you know, he's going to get the most out of people. And it's just the way he is. And, you know, he understands his lane. you know, from the standpoint of, you know, when he was with us and, you know, with the Rams, he, you know, he wasn't making the final call. But, you know, when, for example, posed the question, hey, Rand, if you had your, if this was your pick, which one would you choose? Would you choose the guard from Stanford or would you choose a running back from Georgia?
What about the wide receiver from Michigan State?
That
Mason
well.
Guy.
Yeah. Yes. We have to find out. Derek, you got to ask. You might have, I don't want to make you feel old, D, but you need to ask him if he had his report on you. So, and what kind of grade he gave you.
Okay.
But, go ahead and do that. And he'll tell you the truth. He'll tell you I didn't do you.
You know,
I
last
so
one.
He's,
Go ahead. Well, last one for you, Jeff. Did anyone from the Titans reach out to you about Rand, or did you reach out to the Titans, given your history and the fact that you are a Titan, about your experience with Rand Carthon?
I can't answer that question.
Dang it.
Figured I'd ask. Jeff Fisher, former Titans head coach, forever Titans head coach. Appreciate you for joining us.
Let me just say this. Let me go on the record, okay? I won a few games here, and I don't know what that is, but they say I'm the winningest coach in franchise history. That record is going to fall with this relationship between the two of them. That's how strongly I feel about Mike, the organization, where it's headed, and this hire.
I think Titans fans will be very excited to hear that.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you, Jeff.
Thank
thanks
you, Jeff.
Have a good one, Coach.
Okay, guys.
All right, thanks for joining us. Again, that was Jeff Fisher, forever former, whatever you want to say, Titans head coach. He says he thinks that this is going to be a really strong and successful relationship between Rand Carthon and Mike Vrabel. So we'll continue to get into that. And, of course, your thoughts coming up next. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.